Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Both the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees continue to look at what the 2023 Farm Bill is going to look like. But one of the major factors still is all of those improvements need increased funding. And where does that money come from? And that's really the big unknown. There's going to have to be some hard decisions at some point about what level, how much can be improved, and what needs to be improved. Congress has a lot on its agenda as well beyond the Farm Bill. So there's a number of major reauthorizations that are out there. There's the appropriations process that funds the government. On one hand, the agriculture committees are working on a farm bill and thinking through what that's going to look like. From a bigger picture, there's a lot of other things in addition to the farm bill that Congress has on its plate. I don't know that we're really going to see any action on a farm bill in committee until possibly later this fall, and then we'll see what Congress has time for. I don't see any scenario where the House can pass a bill, the Senate pass a bill, and it gets signed into law by the president by the end of the year. So there's going to need to be some sort of extension. That likely won't come until towards the end of the year. The Farm Bill technically expires on September 30th. Those programs can function normally. We don't really get into problems until you get to the first of the year. And so I think that's why you would see that extension come then. And then it's a matter of how long will the extension be and how far along in the process. By the time we get another 2 or 3 months down the road, where has the Agriculture Committee been able to get to?